Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and wider with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more.
Should wear a sexy top or something.
This, guys, welcome to Sophia with an F. You just heard my mom correctly. Mom, you can put a sexy top on when you're doing something else. Right now, we're doing a podcast, okay?
People can hear if I'm sexy or not or whatever.
Exactly. It's all in the voice. Okay. I'm so glad that we were able to clear that up. Guys, welcome to Sophia with an F. Let's fucking get into it. I am joined by not only my mother, but my brother as well.
Here we are.
We're here.
Thanks so much for coming, you guys. I practically had to drag you guys to the microphone. So thank you so, 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 so much for blessing me with your presence.
I'll send you a bill after. Yeah.
Lucas is hungover, right?
Yes.
But not even a regular hangover.
Dude, you can't say that in front of mom. She's going to freak out.
Why?
I'm surprised mom wasn't like, what the fuck?
My mom is giving me a look of absolute death right now that I just brought this up. You're not mad about that.
No.
I mean, you're not proud.
I'm not proud, but I'm not mad. I'm just kind of used to it with you two around here.
I mean, isn't that most kids, honestly? I don't know one kid that didn't experiment a little growing up. I really don't know one.
No, and I think it's good to experiment.
Okay.
Certain things within right. limits.
It's just kind of funny that, Lucas, you are hungover at 8:32 p.m., which means it was what? It's not from the night before. What happened today that got you to this state?
Well, I'm not like the greatest of golfers, and all my friends are like fucking PGA tour, like have their own clubs type shit. But we were playing golf, and whoever loses the hole has to shotgun a beer. And I was the factor who was shotgunning the beer most of the time.
How many times? How many did you miss?
I probably lost. We only played like 7 holes, so I maybe took like 3, 4. So not that bad.
We're going to move on because my mom is about to freak out, but I am really excited to have you guys here. And everyone has a crazy family, right? Everyone really does. Ours is no different. But I think like there's something that makes us a little bit different that I've just noticed when I go and hang out with my friends' families is we overshare a lot.
Yes.
Maybe it's not oversharing. We're just extremely honest about almost everything.
Definitely.
With each other. Would you agree?
I agree.
Do you think it crosses the line?
Maybe a little bit.
Sometimes. There's things I would rather not know.
Is it kind of like cheating? It's kind of like you would rather not know, but like you want to know.
Kind of.
It's
kind of
that.
It's kind of exactly like that. Mm-hmm. You nailed it.
Yes, I could totally see that. Yeah, I think we overshare.
Like, I don't really want to know how often my kids masturbate, but I've heard it before.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Mom, what was your reaction when you found out I accidentally used your vibrator 2 weeks ago?
That did not happen.
That is so messed up. So, so messed up. I can't.
It was by accident. 100%. It was completely by accident.
By accident. You know we do have jetted tubs that you can always go to if you need to.
Mom, I thought it was mine. I thought it was mine, okay? Because we have the exact same one that was gifted to me from this company. It was rinsed. It was washed off. But I accidentally used it. I did. It's really not that gross.
Don't lie. You did not rinse that shit off.
Yes, I did. Every single time I use it, I'm rinsing it off.
Okay.
Also, I came out of Mom's vagina. So is it really that weird? And so did you.
It's still that weird.
So did you, okay. By the way.
It's really weird.
It's not.
It is, but it's okay.
I don't really think it's that weird at all. I think you guys are weird for making it weird.
Maybe we are. Maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way.
My mom is literally like about to go into cardiac arrest. What? Okay. We're going to get through this entire episode, Mom, without you crying. Okay?
Oh, God.
That's the goal.
That is the goal. Because for anyone listening, for any of the sleuths feeling like they're having a mental breakdown, let me just tell you, Lola has been having a mental breakdown. Right, Mom?
Yes, I have.
Why?
So, long story. It started with a cleanse.
That's actually really crazy. That was not the point I was trying to make.
I know, but it started.
Wild,
it started there because what a cleanse does is it clears your mind. And it really puts you in touch with your feelings. So, I feel like ever since then, I've been a lot more sensitive about things.
I could see that.
Can we talk about her person that like prescribes her these cleanses? Like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
This chick is evil, batshit crazy.
Evil witch doctor.
Witch of the West. Witchy witch of the West. How do you say that?
Oh God. The Wicked Witch of the West.
Wicked Witch of the West. But she, okay, you have to hand it to her. She has to be tough so people follow this cleanse because it's not easy to just drink.
This is the thing, Mom. I get it. The acting like a dictator, like you're running an army type thing so people actually do it. But there is a fine line between being strict and being completely inappropriate. Yeah. Let me just remind everyone, this is a lady who I also saw. And I was very hot. It was in the middle of July. I was wearing a sports bra and baggy sweatpants. And she told me that the way I was dressed was so inappropriate. By the way, she doesn't have fucking air conditioning. So, bitch, you're lucky I wasn't naked. But she said it was so inappropriate how I was dressed that I was the reason that girls get raped. Or the way I was dressed is like a reason that that happens to women.
That's shocking.
A route fit.
That's insane.
Which I have now called a route fit. Ladies, if you are wearing baggy sweatpants and a sports bra, you're wearing a route fit. And that's just what it is. I'm just reclaiming my power and I'm calling it a route fit. That's all I'm saying.
I know. That was so inappropriate.
What do you mean by route fit?
A rape outfit.
Oh, route fit.
A route fit. I'm reclaiming my power. I'm going to wear a route fit every single day until the day I die.
There's no such thing, Lucas, though.
There's no such thing. How about we teach men to not rape?
I ain't even say shit. So I don't know why you guys are coming at me. I just asked what a route fit is. Like, I'm supposed to know.
I know. Lucas didn't say anything.
I know. I'm just trying to explain to him.
Yeah. So this doctor is insane, but that wasn't really the point. The point was the clarity, the mental clarity that you had mixed with the fact that I'm leaving.
Yes.
And I'm not going to lie, you've been acting a little bit intense.
I know.
Recently.
I know.
This past weekend, Lucas, Mom and I Well, I started bawling, crying.
So did I.
Yes, you did. You did too. We both did.
We both did.
Mm-hmm.
For a couple of hours.
It was kind of a beautiful thing. I think it was good that we got out of our system. It's just, yeah. I'm over it now.
I'm not.
Well, I understand that. It's mom just takes things to a different level.
I do.
She says stuff like, I'm never going to see you again. I will never, ever see you again. And it's like, I'm moving across the country. I'm not moving to Bali. It's a 5-hour
flight.
I'm
a little dramatic. What can I say?
Beyond. It's never going to be the same again. We're not going to be close anymore. We're never going to see each other again. It's just going to be different.
It's all my fears coming out, and I just don't have a filter sometimes, and I just say what comes to mind, and I am so sorry because obviously that's not true, and I was just a little upset and mad, and it's scared because, you know, I don't love you living on the other side of the country, but that's okay.
Because I think it's because you're going to miss me.
Of course.
Which obviously I'm going to miss you.
I know.
Are you about to cry right now?
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is like some Kris Jenner shit. She like cries every single episode. No, mom, we're not crying. I'm going to miss you. I'm going to see you all the time. And I think I already lived there once.
I know.
I think we just got codependent again because I came back to the nest and I've been acting like I'm 16 again here.
Yeah.
Lucas, do you care?
It fucking sucks.
Lucas is upset that you're leaving too. Yeah, he's sad.
That warms my heart.
Yeah, my older sister's leaving. It was really nice to have you back.
I know. I mean, we are all really, really close. I just think you guys, maybe it's different because I'm going somewhere and you guys are here, but it's going to be fine. What is so ironic about this situation is I'm not moving fucking anywhere.
I know. That's a funny thing.
That's the funniest thing about us spending the entire weekend bawling and us being stressed and sad. I'm not going anywhere because I don't have a place to live. I do not have an apartment. I have been saying for the past 2 years that I'm moving back to New York. I sound like a broken record over and over and over. I start every single episode. Oh my gosh, New York update, you guys, next month, this week, da da da. Last week, I let everybody know that I signed a literal lease. Okay? Lucas, I don't know if you know what a lease is because you've never signed one, but it's a document that binds you to a certain place and you have to stay there for a certain amount of time. Okay? Once you sign that shit, shit's real.
Right.
Okay. I signed a lease, which ironically began on March 1st, which was 2 days ago.
Yesterday. Yep.
So my lease has already started. I'm not there. And I handed the company real money, actual money. And here I am still at home. I feel like I am in fucking purgatory. That is how it feels.
Well, can you blame them for questioning the Sophia with an F moving into their building?
I thought you were about to be like, how are you going to reference my house as purgatory? Like hell. No, you have a lovely house, mom. I love living here. It's just, it's no offense to you. It's just, I've been trying to get out of here for a minute now. Guys, basically, this is what happened. And Lucas, this is where I really want you to pay attention for real, because I thought about you is I can't say with absolute certainty what the holdup is, but I think I have some idea. And I think this is like a real learning moment for you. Your criminal record will haunt you for the rest of your life, forever.
Do you have a criminal record other than like the critically acclaimed mugshot?
Yeah. I mean, no, it's basically that. And maybe it happened once, two other times. But it was all like when I was way younger. I haven't gotten in trouble in 10 years. And the reason I think that it has something to do with that is because the lady I spoke to on the phone said, this is a little bit bizarre. You should have been approved already. There has something to do with your background check. Now, I can't think of anything else on my background check besides those few instances I had when I was way younger, that would be holding me back.
I cannot imagine that's what's holding you back.
What else would it be?
I don't know, but that's not it.
Wait, maybe like your image. Maybe they're like very conservative. No,
it's like a building filled with influencers, which is another thing I kind of like. I mean, I don't necessarily like it about the building, but am I going to have to like wear makeup to go to the gym and shit?
Probably.
You'll be yourself anywhere you go. So okay. No.
Well,
you never wear makeup, mm-hmm. So that should be no different.
Well, that's true, but maybe I can't get away with that anymore. Imagine if you were living in a building with a bunch of models. Would you kind of step it up a notch? Probably not.
No. I would.
I would step it down so I could stick out more.
Well, wait, what? You would not wear makeup so you could stick out more.
Right. Be different.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Stand out from the rest.
Well, whatever it is, Mom, it's not because of what I do.
I know.
If anything, they want that type of thing. I really think it has something to do with they look up my background check and there's some shit on there. Even if it's not a felony, even if it's pretty minor, even though it's been expunged, talking to you, I would say the name of the building, but I'm not going to. It just shouldn't matter. I mean, there's like cartel kingpins living in the fanciest, most expensive apartment buildings in New York.
Exactly. So.
Russian oligarchs that are like doing shady shit with oil. But me, Sophia Franklin, got way too drunk when she was 18 years old at a party in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Right.
Like, come on.
No. But what's funny is you thought you were moving in by today. According to you.
Yeah, exactly.
You were packing your bags over the weekend and you were checking into your apartment today.
Exactly. That is what is so heartbreaking. And, like,
and you got mad at me.
It.
You're like, no, I'm not waiting two more weeks.
I know. I just want to go ahead and say that I will not talk about New York or my move to New York. I will not listen to the Frank Sinatra song, New York, New York. I will not eat a New York steak. I will not pet a New Yorkshire terrier, like nothing with New York. I'm not fucking doing it. And until I am sitting on the floor in my apartment, then I will make an announcement that I'm there. So, Lucas, I just want you to be careful while you're young. Because even though you're young, if you get in trouble, like, it's annoying as shit.
Oh, I know. I was backing out of the driveway the other day and I hit some random ass person's, like, 2012 Acura and I pay, like, $1,000 for it. So,
that's it?
That's a lot, though. It was literally, the scratch was nothing.
$2,000, right?
You have to pay $2,000?
Is it $2,000?
It's
$2,000. Ooh, oh buddy.
$2,000? How am I going to pay that?
That's what happens when you hit a car, bro.
The dent was so small.
It was so small. And he did the right thing. He actually wrote a note and said, hey, this is my name. Here's my number. And because of it, I may help you pay for it. Just because you did the right thing.
Thanks.
So what, were you about to bounce and then, or Mom told you to bounce and then you were like, I'm going to leave a note?
No, I didn't even talk to her until after it all happened.
He told me and I was like, why? And then I'm like, oh no, that's the right thing to do. But that was like my first reaction. I'm like, not to mention that it was the neighbor's across the street.
Well, I mean, that is literally history repeating itself because when I was your age, I was in the parking lot at like the local swimming pool, the Draper one, and I scratched a car. Oh, you did it. Oh, you were in the car, you little piece of shit.
What?
Yes. Okay, so I was 16, so I was old enough to drive. So he must have been what, 5? Yeah.
Yeah.
He was 5 years old. And I was backing out and you had left your car door open.
Oh my God.
Do you remember that?
Oh my God, I do remember that.
And it completely just scratched and dented the side of this guy's truck. And then I didn't know what to do. So then I wrote a little note and left it on his windshield.
Yeah.
But then this like really crazy, actually, I really don't think it was your fault because you were five and I need to take accountability for that. I think I just blamed it on you because I didn't want to get in trouble. But then this lady cornered me and she was like, I saw what you just did and you're going to like wait here to for the police to come. She was a Karen. Anyways, so that happened. And
yeah, weird. That you left the note.
So maybe that's a good lesson as to why I have left the note and didn't know.
Wow. Okay. I mean, so whatever. You got in a car accident. I think I got in like two car accidents. Is that the only one you've been in?
Yeah.
Okay. You're already a way better kid than me.
Oh my gosh.
But you're not an angel.
Okay. Oh my gosh, Mom. What do you want to elaborate?
He's way better.
He is, but okay, but also, how many parties have you thrown here? Let's be real about that one.
Oh my gosh. He had
I had a bad one.
Karina in tears one day.
Oh.
Wow.
Karina was this friend that was staying here temporarily.
Yes, and Lucas happened to throw a party. I was not home.
How many people?
Maybe like, I don't know. At the time, it was this girl I was talking to and I was like so into her because I was a freshman and she was like a junior. And I invited her over. I was like, you want to come over? My mom's gone. Like, you guys can bring whatever. Like, we can just do a little thing at my house. And she brought like the whole fucking 11th grade. It was like some Project X type shit. Like, they all fucking came in and it was best night of my life, honestly.
Did anyone jump off the roof?
I jumped. There was like this beam in our living room. You know the beam, right?
That thing is so tall.
I have the video of me jumping onto the couch and I fucking broke the couch.
Well, well, well. Come to find out. Wow. Okay.
Wait, did I never tell you that?
I never knew that.
Mom's over here. Like, why is all of my furniture broken all the time?
Oh my God. I know there was an avocado smashed on the wall. Like, someone, I don't know what they were doing.
Well, I was like a fucking loser at the time. So
they
like,
didn't give a fuck. Who goes to a party and is like, yo, let me fucking smash this avocado all over the wall?
No, it was like me because like I'm just like a loser and they don't fucking care what happens to me. So they're like, oh, let's just like fuck up his house. We're not going to hang out with them again. But little did they come to find out that.
Oh my God.
You're a G.
I'm a fucking G.
Wow. Payback is a bitch and Lucas is coming for all of you guys who smeared avocados on the walls of our house. Okay.
Yeah. Holy cow. I hate them all. Yeah.
So the entire 11th grade, what was the alcohol situation? Because I had a party too. Remember that?
When I was in Mexico. I can't leave you guys alone.
That one went a little worse than mine though.
Mine had... It was Project X in the sense that there had to have been at least 60, 70 people. And they were all like spilled out into the front yard, the backyard. And then the police showed up. And instead of answering the door and being like, I'll send everyone home, I bounced. So I basically just left 70 unattended high schoolers in Mom's house.
Wow.
Lucas, Mom, we actually have put you through a lot.
You guys have.
I'm sorry. Yes. I'm more mature now.
Yeah, we're going to take care
of you.
You
would never do that now.
Maybe just a little one.
No. No, you should just get a camera system set up.
Well, I have to. I'm getting a camera system.
Lucas is looking at me with daggers in his eyes. Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen,
I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town, and we had a night or two on the town. And how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste of Lude religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud. Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. Or a treadmill, for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband, Art, and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Okay, so let's move on. That's just a little bit of background about what shitty kids we are, but lots of love in this
lots
room.
Lots of love. You guys are the best.
I want to bring up, Mom, trying to salvage this. I want to bring up some pop culture stuff. And it's a picture of Rihanna. And I'm about to show it to you guys. So she is pregnant, fully pregnant. And she's wearing, I would call it provocative. I'm not going to say it's straight up lingerie, but it's very, very provocative. It's see-through. It's sexy. This is the picture.
Okay. All right.
Lucas, can you please look at the picture?
Yeah, I've seen it. I love Rihanna. I support her in everything. She looks amazing.
Okay, like hot. Like you think she's hot?
Of course. I love me a big forehead, bitch.
Thank you so much. I am also part of that crew and people do love it. How do we feel about her being pregnant and showing off her body like this?
I think that it's amazing that she can do it and shows off her body like that. I feel like she's just
owning it
and enjoying her pregnancy. And I think it's beautiful and amazing. I do wonder where she's at dressed like that, because I feel like there's a time and a place. And I'm not sure if that's either one, mm-hmm. but I think she looks great.
I think she looks great too. I have always had a crush on Rihanna. I know people that have seen her in person and said she's even hotter in person. ASAP Rocky is the hottest person in the entire world. I think it's really empowering for Rihanna to be rocking an outfit like that.
I do too.
I mean, when you were pregnant, Mom, were you trying to just cover up all your shit? Did you feel insecure?
No,
I don't get how that works. You feel insecure, like the hottest you've ever felt?
I felt really beautiful, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and I didn't even realize all the weight I was gaining.
You didn't realize that you were not?
Especially with you. I think I gained like 67 mm-hmm. pounds or something crazy.
That's a shit ton.
But I thought I looked amazing. I wore my little bikini at the swimming pool and
stuff.
Oh,
you did?
With my belly out. You saw pictures of it.
Okay, so you had a little Rihanna in you.
Yeah, but I do have body dysmorphia, so I always think I look either much better or much worse than I do. It's never spot on.
The body dysmorphia, thinking you look way better, is something that we really should discuss one day, because I've never encountered someone that thinks that way. But
I also think I look a lot worse at times. It just depends on the day.
Mm-hmm. I think she looks amazing. I don't know if I personally will do that when I'm pregnant. God knows when I'll be pregnant at this rate. But
hopefully one day.
Wait, I think it's like really empowering that she's wearing that. I don't know if that's just like my horny teenager self and it's like scandalous that I love it. I think it's like fucking great. Like, go Rihanna.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always.
I love that. And especially coming from a dude and hearing a guy say that, I think is really important. And Mom taught you well. And so did I. I think it's badass. I really do. Would you be down to hook up with a girl that was pregnant?
No.
You wouldn't?
That shit's freaky.
I always wonder. Wow,
what
I always wonder.
Was pregnant with your kid would be different. Well, of obviously. Course.
But what if it wasn't your kid?
That's just like taboo, I feel like.
Is it? Why?
It's a threesome.
You might hit the kid's forehead.
I don't know if it's that, but like, I am glad we all support Rihanna. That's what we do here on Swath. We remove taboos, and Rihanna is Lucas's future baby mama.
I hope.
I would love that. I would really love that for us. Okay. Rihanna is 34 years old, by the way, and this is her first kid. I mean, Mom, I know you had me super young. You were like 15,
21,
14 or
21,
whatever.
21. I had the mind of a 15-year-old maybe, but I was 21.
Okay, whatever you say. But you are young, and I'm about to turn 30. I am. And I have no issue with that. But hearing Rihanna getting pregnant for the first time at 34, it kind of takes the pressure off. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, you still have plenty of time.
I wouldn't say plenty.
Well, you can always freeze your eggs if you choose to. You could have a baby when you're 70 if you want. But that's, well, maybe not 70. But.
Right. I mean, would you recommend that, though? Would you recommend having a kid at 50? As someone who had a kid at 21? Because
I think having a kid young is fun and it helped me in so many ways. I kind of feel like I grew up.
It's fun?
How
is having a kid at 21 fun?
You enjoy it in a different way. You play with them more. You're younger. You kind of like, I feel like you and I grew up together in some ways.
Yeah.
You know, with Lucas, I was 32, so I was more responsible, kind of had my shit together a little more.
Mm.
And but it was both great experiences. I mean, look at you guys.
Yeah. That's a good point. I just feel like if I had a kid at 21, that kid would really just end up in foster care.
I don't recommend it.
And Child Protective Services.
I'm not saying go have a kid. Obviously, there's, you know, older is better.
I mean, also, if having a kid at 50 means I have to play with it less and do less with it, I'm on board with that shit, right?
I guess.
Wendy, who's going to have a kid first, you or me?
You.
Oh, I don't know.
I won't have a kid until I'm your age, at least.
You think?
Yeah, fuck kids.
Whoa, why?
I don't know.
That didn't sound right.
I didn't even like want to have kids growing up. I was like, I'm not going to have kids.
I want them, but I don't feel anywhere near ready. And I don't know if I'll even feel ready at 35.
I don't think you're ever fully ready.
Okay, well, that's interesting to
you. You're never going to be like, ooh, I'm this age, so now I'm ready to have a kid. I mean, even if you're pregnant, 9 months pregnant, and you're still second guessing, you know, about to deliver a baby and you don't know if you're going to be a good mom, and all these fears come up and it's,
I mean, are you ready to be a grandma?
I am so ready. So ready. Lucas, bring them on, all of them.
Are you ready to be an uncle?
No.
You will be a good dad.
He will be an awesome dad.
Yeah.
He will. And you'll be a great mom.
I know too. I will. And if I, you know, am single in 5 years or whatever it may be, I'll be a single mom. I have no issue with that. I mean, you were basically a single mom and mm-hmm. I think that was great.
I think you being
aside
a
from
mom,
all my daddy issues.
Yeah, exactly. So, you, I mean, ideally you would have a partner being a committed, healthy relationship. That's always, you know,
nice to have.
I'm imagining that would be amazing to have.
I mean, I just care more about if they can support me financially.
If they can help financially, if
that's
you both, if you both work, I mean, the more financially stable you are, the better off and the easier it will be. But that's not to say that you couldn't have a kid, you know, in a different way. Like,
I'm surprised TMI, that I haven't had like a little slip up yet. And I haven't gotten pregnant.
I know.
I mean, think about all the guys I've dated.
Knock on wood.
For real.
Actually, don't knock because I'm downed to
no,
be a grandma.
No, please, no. What were you about to say?
Have you never had a scare? Pregnancy scare?
Every single month I have a scare, but somehow I've always avoided it. I mean, I've talked about this. Like, I would fetus deletus immediately, but like I never have.
What is a fetus deletus immediately?
It's an abortion, which I am pro-choice, by the way.
Good.
Would just
too.
Like to say that. But I think I've had so many boyfriends. I've always been that bitch, so I'm always in a monogamous relationship. I want to go through some of the guys that I have dated in the past with you guys and talk about them, because you guys have been very opinionated when it comes to any guy I bring home. And I want to talk about it on air because I'm sure the way I talk about them is very biased.
Let's do it.
Are you guys ready?
I'm down.
I want to say I love like most of them. I love like all your boyfriends.
Really?
Even the ones that weren't good boyfriends, I was just like young enough to where I was like, oh, it's like a cool dude. Like,
sister. You looked up to them kind
right.
of thing. I could see that.
I wish I could say the same thing, but I cannot.
Obviously, I don't want to name their names, but.
Oh, well, that's no fun.
You guys will obviously. Obviously know who they are.
Will they know who they are? They'll,
I mean, knowing my sleuths, they will probably figure it out. But how many
boyfriends
have I had?
No, not the sleuths.
I don't give a fuck if they know. I'm giving them an anonymous name and that's fine. Who's my first boyfriend? Gay guy.
Yes.
Gay guy?
You don't remember?
He was rich, right?
Yes, very. I dated them for on and off for 3 years and was madly in love and saw myself having kids with them. So my gaydar does not exist. A. B. Did you have any idea?
I had no idea.
None?
No. And I've had a few of those relationships myself. So my gaydar is off, way off.
That's
too.
Actually very true. Is that just a common thing?
I don't know. I want to say because we are a little bit alpha females, we attract men that are not so alpha in a way. They're more beta or whatever they're called,
submissive.
Possibly.
I've never been told I'm alpha.
Wait, don't act innocent. Maybe you turned him gay.
Why?
Always blame the woman.
Why?
I don't know. You can be a little intense.
Honestly, that could be part of the reason. That's not really why, but like I kind of am a piece of shit to every single guy I date. And that's fucking hilarious. Maybe I did. I'm going to ask him. I'm going to reach out. Okay, let's like move on to the favorite that I really just can't wait to talk about. And you're going to know exactly who it is. The older guy.
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
Yes. The least favorite.
Mm-hmm. The least favorite.
I was saying it sarcastically.
I just hope I never see him out and about or anything. I just cannot stand that guy at all.
Tell me your opinion of him. What did you think about him? Go off.
First of all, he was way too old. Remember, I used to tell you, you're going to end up changing his diapers. I'm using so much crap.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
I tried so many ways to get you away until you actually moved away to mm-hmm. New York. I mean, a lot of it had to do with that relationship.
But there was more to it. Like, what else?
I remember everyone was telling you to like stop it. And like,
I know.
Something was just like over you. He had some sort of power.
It wasn't that he had power as much as it was I was in such a state in my life where I just didn't care. I didn't give a fuck.
He emotionally abused you, I think. And you maybe didn't even realize it at the time. When someone is that much older and they have power, they can use that power mm-hmm. in a negative way.
Yeah. You know, the thing is he acted like he was 20. And he looked young until it started to get to the end of our relationship. And we would be at dinner and I would look over at him and kind of cringe a little bit and be like...
You were starting to picture him in diapers.
No, I was starting to just see him aging, especially because he would party like a psycho, you know?
Yeah.
Just to put into perspective how old this guy was, he's like friends with my friend's dad. That's how old this guy is.
He wasn't that old. Okay, let's give them a range because you're making it sound like 60s, 70s.
He's at least 9 years older than you, right?
But he's less than 20 years older than me.
Oh, my gosh. Less than 15.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know. You lied about his age to me.
Oh, yeah. I lied to you about his age for a really long time as well. Okay, what about, and this is the one that's going to get everyone's gears going and get all of their feathers ruffled, Suit Man, who is now known as Sloop Man.
Yes.
What is your guys' opinion? Because we know the entire fucking internet have all their opinions on him. What do you guys think?
Suit Man is the most, just like the greatest ever. Greatest boyfriend you've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
So smart, mm-hmm. so caring, so cool.
So kind to you and us, to everyone. I like him a lot.
I don't have one thing bad to say about him.
No, you guys are obsessed. Obsessed.
Yes.
No, I'm like real obsessed.
I know. Trust. I know.
Like, I probably talk to him more than like mom.
Mm-hmm. You guys still are in touch.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
I knew right off the bat when I saw him on the dating app that I mm-hmm. had to message him on mm-hmm. your behalf because you weren't going to. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad I did.
Yeah. Basically, I was laying on the couch next to you and you said, oh my gosh, I just messaged this guy on Raya and said, you're hot. Let's hang out or something.
I said, he had on his description, it said he's not looking for a serious relationship.
So, did it?
What? Yeah,
so I said, I think something like that. God. And so I said, too bad you're not looking for anything serious. I'm looking for marriage. I thought that would send him off running.
That's what you said.
Yeah, I thought that would, you know, I was just like, oh, this guy's going to freak out.
Wait, I cannot believe Sloop Man had that in his bio. Do you see him having that?
Oh my God, no.
But that's the thing about him. He has that fuckboy energy, but then he has this husband energy.
Wait, I feel like he has the husband energy, but deep down, like he's
there's a fuckboy in there. Mm-hmm, I agree. But I'm glad you guys were able to talk about him and give your opinion. What about your guys' dating life? Like, what's up with that?
I'm happily dating.
You are? I mean, I know you are, but...
Yes.
You're happily dating.
Happily, yes.
Okay, what about you, Lucas?
Well, you said earlier that you've like always been the girl that's like always in a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm. Usually shady and not very loyal, but yeah.
I'm like the complete opposite. I've probably had like what, like 3 girlfriends in my life. But like I still talk to girls. I still like hang out with them all the time. It's just like I just can't do the monogamous thing.
Okay.
Not that I'm not loyal.
Okay.
I'm just picky.
That's
commitment issues.
Okay, wait.
And commitment issues.
Hold on though. That is so much better than what I do.
Well, or smart, because I think that's very smart at your age, not to get into a serious relationship. Yes, or
no, I agree with that, but I am always in a monogamous relationship and then I do shady shit and I cheat and I'm not loyal. That's really? Not cool. I used to do that stuff.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore. But like I had a good stretch of time where I would do that.
So you guys both have commitment issues. I wonder if it has anything to do with me.
Ooh, we both have commitment issues.
Yeah. I have like terrible commitment issues.
Shit. So do I. Why?
So do I. Why? I do too.
I don't know if you do, Mom.
I do.
I'm
a serious monogamous dater, or however you say
you
that.
You are always in a relationship?
Kind of.
That means the opposite of having commitment issues.
No, well, because she's you end always one in a relationship. And start another one. And so it's like you're never in a long term forever. This is it. So it is in a way.
Kinda.
Yeah.
That's never how I've interpreted it. I think if you're like always shady cheating or if you're just never in a relationship, that's commitment issues.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's a form of it though.
Yeah.
She can't hold them down very well.
After 2 years, I'm done. A year to... It's getting shorter and shorter.
Should we get into all of your relationships or not today? We'll save it for a different episode. It's up to you. Whatever you want.
No.
Let's just say you've dated around the globe. Which I respect.
Oh my God, she fucking has.
I respect that. What do we have?
I'm multicultural.
Yes, you don't. Spain?
New Zealand, Spain, Lebanon,
London,
England.
London, yeah. Wow.
Argentina.
A woman of culture.
Yes. That's what you're
I get
cultured.
Easily bored. What can
you're
I say?
Cultured. I'm very cultured. I love that shit. Have you ever sent a nude, Mom? Lucas, I'm not going to ask you because like I don't even want to know because I know you have probably. Have you ever sent one?
Never.
Never?
Never. Never.
You can say it in front of me. I'm so curious.
I have never, ever.
Let me tell you,
the closest I've gotten. I was in Vegas with a bunch of girlfriends. And one of them is really good at this stuff. As she kind of set up the bed and put a pillow and told me how to lay and all this stuff.
Oh my God, I thought I wanted
to hear
this.
But you couldn't see anything. You couldn't see anything in the picture. So it was like artistic and I deleted it. I never sent it.
No dude wants an artistic
picture
with nothing in it.
I'm sorry, but I'm from an older generation.
Shut the fuck up. Incorrect.
Am I incorrect there?
Dude, when girls put like a effort into it, it's so hot.
Really?
Hello. Oh my God, yes.
I thought guys were just shallow and it's like ass, tits, vagina, let's go.
Live
it can
learn.
Be cool sometimes.
Have a little class, okay? Not just
I don't
ass
send them. When I was younger, now I don't.
But if you get like a booty pic from the same girl, it's just going to be the same shit if they don't spice it up, right?
That's true. Okay. I guess if you're like receiving that many nudes, they probably start to get a little generic over time.
Right.
How many nudes do you receive, Lucas, is what I'm
That's their generation.
About.
They just fire that shit off.
It's crazy to me. See that? I'm not used to that.
No.
So it's nothing. I've never done or I don't never received nudes. From anyone.
Who's going to send you nudes?
Wow. Okay.
Also, guys don't really send nudes because what do they send? Yeah. A dick pic. That's it.
Okay, a dick. Really okay, nudes. That's what I meant. I don't even know what they're called, a dick pic.
Yeah,
I never got, and thank God, because I don't think
you
I'd
never
appreciate
got a random
it.
One.
I have had a random one.
Those are interesting.
Interesting, yeah. I'm pretty sure they thought it was your phone number.
Probably. I get that shit all the time. Not like I'm talking to the guy, just random numbers. But this has been so much fun. Guys, it's like kind of like the end of an era.
No.
Because I'm leaving.
It's sad.
It is sad. I'm going to miss you guys a lot.
I'm going to miss you too.
Yeah, it's really, really sad. But we'll come out and see you all the time. As much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll move there, Lucas.
Yeah, at least you're not moving to like fucking Vancouver or some shit. You're in New York where we'd actually want to go.
Lucas, I want you to live in New York. It's just, Utah's amazing. It's really incredible. I just think everyone should live in a different state at some point.
I agree. I would.
New York is my dream. That's like where, if I could live anywhere in
okay,
the world,
okay, well,
New York.
Your one and only sibling lives there, so you kind of have an in.
Sophie, you know what? I'm going to miss you so yeah. much.
But it's for the best, Mom. It's
like, I know. I'm happy for you. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be great for your career. I'm so proud of you. You've been through so much and
you've
come
you,
such a long way. And I am super proud.
Thank you. I love you.
And I'll come and see you as much as I can. Lucas will come too.
You're making me emotional. Okay. Well, let's get into SOS Save Our Sleuths questions and advice. Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series, High Hopes, are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
First question. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, Sophia. Please tell us how you and girls generally feel about us guys jacking off to you.
I've always wondered that as well. That's like such a regular question, I feel like.
Okay. Why? What? How? Why?
Because guys jack off to girls.
You mean while they're there? Or?
No.
Oh, my God.
No. It's not. No. I personally, it doesn't bother me. I think it's flattering, in my opinion. It depends what relationship they have with me. If it's a random, I don't care. If it's my therapist or something, then I'm not down. I'm like, buddy, we're standing knees up in this Zoom call. I need to see from head to toes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
That's the way I think about it, but it doesn't bother me.
I think I feel the same way.
You never had a guy like let you know? Well, okay, maybe they didn't let you know, but just in theory, would that bother you?
Well, I think whenever a guy thinks fondly of me, I'm okay with it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. What about Lucas?
If it's someone that's creepy or it's inappropriate or like, you know, a doctor or a lawyer.
Exactly.
Or someone like you're doing business with.
Yes.
That would scare me. Or someone that's,
if it's in a professional-ish setting. What about you, Lucas, if you knew, like, this girl was masturbating to you?
Yeah, that's flattering. That's just...
He's like, yes, and
no
more
issue.
The better.
No issue. Okay, let's do the next question. Hey, girl, big fan of the podcast. Just want to let you know you're killing it. So I've been dating my boyfriend for a while now. And once we broke up a few years ago, he started dating someone else for a little while. And his family is still friends with this girl on social media and still feel the need to comment on her photos, calling her gorgeous, beautiful, etc. I've talked to my boyfriend about it and he says it's not a big deal, but it's making me feel some type of way. Should I just ignore it or bring it up without sounding insecure? I just feel disrespected and embarrassed. Please let me know your thoughts. Lots of love. That's a tough one.
I'm sorry, I miss a bikini.
Okay.
Sorry.
We bought a first timer. Yes. Basically, let me break it down for you. This girl was dating this guy and then they broke up. And during their breakup, the guy started dating another girl, but then they got back together. Are you following?
Yes.
Okay. The girl that he dated during their brief breakup, his family is still all up in that girl's shit. They follow her on social media. They comment on her pictures. You're gorgeous, da-da-da-da-da, even though he is now with his girlfriend.
Right.
How would that make you feel? And do you think she should bring it up?
I don't think there's any reason to bring that up. I don't know how you could bring it up without sounding insecure. And, like, no hate to this woman. I'm sure she's very secure. But if that bothers you, then, like, you're kind of just, like, a fucking loser.
I don't know.
I completely agree with Lucas, but you go ahead, Mom.
I think it would bother me if I break up with someone and for a short while and they date someone else and their family is still really talking to them and liking them so much. I would wonder if they're still talking or why is it that if it was such a short time.
Right.
I mean, I'd have a lot of questions. If I was very close to the family, I would bring it up.
You would bring it up.
I would bring it up because I would let them know how it makes me feel. But I would, first of all, bring it up with my partner.
Well, that's first thing.
Tell them how I feel. And hopefully he can maybe bring it up to his family, unless I'm super close to them.
I just don't think there's any point to do that.
Only if it affects you, like if you're not happy that they're still in communication with this woman, you know?
Yeah.
If not, I wouldn't bring it up. But if it bothers you, then I think it's always smart to bring it up.
I mean, obviously bring it up to your partner.
Yeah.
Anytime I think about my partner, I'm bringing up whatever the hell I want. But as far as like asking him to bring it up to the family or bring it up to the family, I don't think you should do that. I think it makes you look insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think it's a comment on social media. It'd be one thing if his family was inviting the girl to Christmas dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Or on vacation.
Right. That's
true. Or trying to shove it in the girl's face. Like, oh, well, you know, Melissa actually used to make the pie at home. She wouldn't bring over store-bought pie. That type of thing is too much. But if it's just like, you know, hey, beautiful. Because if you date someone, you sometimes do get really integrated into their family.
Yeah, that's true. You do.
I've had exes where their brothers or their sisters will still reach out to me.
Yeah.
You know? Same. So Lucas and I are on the same page because we're secure.
Yes.
We have a self-esteem.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding, Mom.
Okay.
But I think that was smart. You at least bring it up to your partner.
I would, for sure.
Okay, next.
If it bothered me. Okay.
Next. Okay. So I am seeing my brother's friend. At first, I told my brother and he was fine with it. But over the holidays, my brother came back home and ended up telling me it makes him feel weird. He said it's fine if it's just casual, but anything serious he would find too strange. I was a bit taken aback as originally he was fine with it. And then he said that surely he would prefer it if I was serious with his friend and not just casually fucking his friend, right? I'm not sure what to do now as I think I've caught feelings. I really like this guy, but don't want to have a falling out with my brother. What would you suggest I do? Well, this is a perfect question for you, Lucas. Lucas, what if I started dating one of your best friends? Would you be chill with it? I mean, it's different because the age difference.
Gap. Yeah, but
fuck no.
You wouldn't be okay with it?
No.
What if you were older?
And if you guys were casually having sex, I'd be even more aggravated.
So you would rather us, though, be serious than casual sex?
I don't think I'd be chill with it. Definitely not. Just because, like, they'd be like, oh, like, they just give me shit about it. Maybe if I was a little older, it'd be fine. Because okay. It's, like, not, like, as intense for me, but...
Yeah. Would you rather it that I'm just casually having sex with them or, like, I'm seriously dating them?
If you casually having sex would be worse, in my opinion.
That's what I would assume that, too.
Yeah.
I'd be like, at least I want my friend to be taking care of my sister, exactly. Right?
Yeah.
What do you think, Mom?
Actually, Alex's dad and I grew up kind of together. We were very close. All my friends, so it was the opposite.
Alex is in producer Alex?
Yes.
Okay.
So my older brother,
mm-hmm.
All my friends were always in love with him.
Oh, okay.
And he actually went out with a lot of my friends when I was a teenager, and I hated it.
Why did you hate it?
Because I was possessive. I didn't want them to date my brother. I don't know. I just never liked them dating.
Oh, interesting.
So
okay.
Now I would care less because, you know, I'm older. But when I was young, I did not like them too.
Yeah.
Also,
I felt like it was a boundaries issue. Like, that's my brother, you know. Like,
in a sense, it's kind of like they're choosing them over you.
Yeah. I also kind of get it just in the sense of like, okay, you're my best friend. We share so many intimate details. And now you're sharing very intimate details with my sibling. Like, that's just like a weird thing, right?
Yeah, it's a weird dynamic.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
You don't both need to know.
No.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's different, but different intimate details. But
I can see how in certain situations it could be okay. Like if you're older.
If you're older, yeah.
You know.
Wait, and to the end of that question where she asked, should she have a falling out with her brother or break up with this dude? Like, what kind of question is that?
Yeah, what? Wait, yeah. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah.
The fuck? Girlfriend, men come and go. Your brother is there forever. Like, I think you know.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, you can't get rid of your brother, unfortunately. Yeah.
No, even a question. Also, I would like to know, like, the age difference between them because, actually, that doesn't matter. If you're closer in age, it's annoying. If you're farther apart in age, it's annoying.
Either way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Team brother, not team brother's friend. Okay, guys. So with that, I just have a quick thing that I do really need to address. Before I end this episode, I wanted to give my thoughts and prayers to everyone in Ukraine, anyone who's been affected by just the war in general. My heart is with you guys. I'm going to post links to resources for ways that we can all help. And I know we have a lot of fun on this show, but it's super important to be aware of the world and just don't live in ignorance. And if I can help in any way, then I know I'm doing my job right. So with that said, Lucas, where can they find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at lucas.frankllyn1.
Love that. Lola, Mom?
You know, I don't even know.
You don't know what your screen name is?
LolaFranco3.
LolaFranco3.
Holy moly.
That's what it is.
And as always, you guys can find me, Sabitha and F. Franklin with a Y, on all social media. And it helps me so, 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 so much if you share the episode with your friends, subscribe, rate, review. I love you. Hopefully, fingers crossed, I'll be in New York next week, but we'll fucking see. Love you, sleuths. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.